Hello, everyone. Welcome to our AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio Network Lunch and Learn. Today, in this training segment, we're going to be studying one of the legends of the martial arts, and that is Grandmaster Bob Wall. I had an opportunity a few weeks ago in Canada to talk with him, do an interview with him, and learn so much about Grandmaster Wall. Now, many of you may know Grandmaster Bob Wall from Bruce Lee's movies, Enter the Dragon. Grandmaster Wall was also the only actor to appear in three of Bruce Lee's movies. His most notable role was in the evil O'Hara in Enter the Dragon, one of Warner Brothers' top 10 grossing films of all time. He is also the author of the first Who's Who in the martial arts ever written. In 1977. It was a great honor to meet Grandmaster Wall because we have the AMAA Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends book. It was very interesting to interview him to get his thoughts about martial arts of yesterday and the martial arts of today. So what I'm going to do for our lunch and learn today, we're going to listen to the interview by Grandmaster Bob Wall.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I am in Canada having a blast. I mean, we're here at the World Kabuto Federation, their training program, the Canadian Black Belt Hall of Fame coming out tonight. There's just so much going on. I mean, it's really amazing. And I just happened to look at the end of the tables, and I saw Master Wall. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing fabulous, Grandmaster, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, sir, you know, that is great. You know, you are, I would say, if there are top five heroes in the martial arts, I think that you would have to be one of those, and I know... two things. Number one, from the Bruce Lee movie that you did an amazing job on, and that's what inspired me to become a martial artist. I saw that movie, and there was a guy on my job picking on me, and I saw the thing Bruce Lee did in the movie. That was one of the reasons I got involved in the martial arts. And then, you know, you came out with Who's Who in the Martial Arts back in the 70s, and you know, we just released Who's Who in the Martial Arts here this 2017. So let's talk a little bit about you, and for the people that don't know you, and we want to make sure that we want to get you in our next volume of the book, because, I mean, your story and everything about you is so amazing. So tell me, sir, what got you involved in the martial arts?
Well, I was a little farm boy, and at 14, I was 5 feet tall and 93 pounds. And in those days, the 98-pounders were the weaklings. Mm-hmm. I was 5 pounds lighter than a weakling. Mm-hmm. So I got my butt kicked regularly. Got a, you know, the typical, a lot of us have been bullied. So I didn't like it. So one day, a guy beat me up, and he wrecked my bike. So then he went into a bathroom, and I picked up a brick. When he came out, I educated him with the brick. and I let everybody know, you're never going to beat me up again. Well, I was 13. And,
right.
But next year, I went way far into town, go to high school. And I thought, I don't have a reputation, and I can't fight. I'm strong, because I'm a farm boy, but I started wrestling. Mm-hmm. And so then the rest of my life, I wrestled. Went 2 years, got my butt kicked often. The third and fourth year, I went undefeated, and I got a scholarship to a university in California. And I went there, and it was San Jose State. It was a hotbed of judo. Mm-hmm. So I became a black belt in judo, heard about this amazing Jean LaBelle, moved to L.A. because my mom always said, go train with the best. Mm-hmm. So your students, they look you up. They know you're great. And they come and train with you. But along the way, because your focus is on just being a tough guy and being able to beat people up, or a tough girl. And along the way, you learn that it's a character issue. The thing we have, and the thing I love about martial artists all over the world, like yourself, is respect. And great martial artists don't sexually harassed. Mm-hmm. They don't beat up fourth grade kids. They're respectful. And so I say my journey now, 60 years later in the martial arts, and I have 8 different black belts. I've studied everything from Thai boxing to American boxing, judo, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and so forth, is all the greats, the great martial artists, are the nicest people in the world. They're mm-hmm. so respectful. But I have 3 words of advice for people. If you get a real tough person, they're not bullies.
Right.
But don't threaten their family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever, ever try to hurt one of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely don't abuse their dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do one of those 3 things,
right.
that really respectful, kind, sweet person is going to give you a nightmare.
Right.
So 60 years of martial arts, I fall in love with it. And martial artists all over the world, just like yourself. I love meeting great martial artists like yourself. And I'm proud that Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris and us in our era, we inspire people today, and you inspire people. And the future is to find out, yeah, they're tough and they're great, but they're very nice people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I'm here with Grandmaster Bob Wall. And if you don't know who he is, then if you go back, and I think one of the most popular pictures is Enter the Dragon, that he was in with Bruce Lee, the fight scene.
Way of the Dragon, yeah. Yeah, I was in 3, and I was signed for his 6th movie. He only made 5. But, Bruce, as I trained with him for 11 years, he just loved to beat me up. I don't mm-hmm. know what there was about me, but as you can see, he used to hit me real hard, mm-hmm. see my feet off the ground, and we loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
But my character always hated him, and he mm-hmm. hated me.
Right.
So this is why this is my favorite picture here, because we're hugging each other.
Right.
Now, that's 3 months later. He's been beating me up for 3 months.
Now you're hugging.
Now, folks, yep. I'm so good in martial arts that you have to watch my movies backward to see me get a draw.
I love it. I love it. You know, I think this is what we're talking about. We're trying, you know, in your book, in what was that, 70?
Who's 75?
75. You know, I have a copy of it. Everyone, you really need to, I think you can still get it from Amazon.
Yes, you can.
You know.
Me.
Okay, and also you. Okay, and I'm going to get your information so if you would like to get that. But, you know, I think going back, you said a couple things. You know, in our era, you were a coward. You know, now we have words like bullying. There's a sensitivity, but when we were growing up and you couldn't defend yourself, and that's the reason I got involved in the martial arts. And again, that's really about our confidence. And this is the thing that, you know, we really, as to martial arts today, we understand that we don't have to conquer the world. It's not about so much who's the toughest martial arts school, but all those other attributes about building our self-worth. Now, that's a very powerful, is very powerful. So what advice do you give? Here it is, 60 years later, and, you know, you understand all the benefits that you receive from your martial arts. What advice do you have for young martial artists that are just starting, or young black belts just starting, or for people that have been around? Because we're always learning, you know, from Bob Wall. What do you have to say to today's martial artists?
Well, my first advice is, as you know, Grandmaster, our core is respect. That's a word you want to keep focused on. And we believe all humans are God's children. So there is no race in martial arts. The reality is we're all God's children. So you see the life through walking in that other person's shoes. And would I like it if I said or did something to them? There goes bullying, there goes racism, and so on and so forth. And as we discussed, you want to get a great teacher, but also somebody that gives respect, because we all stand on the shoulders of our seniors and our superiors. So I would say, pick your instructor, not only for his physical skills, but for his character or her character. Pick your instructor, male or female, that are nice people, that they're not bullies. They don't beat people up. Grandmasters don't go around beating up fourth graders. And they're not sexual harassers. They're nice people. And so that's my advice. Is pick your instructor. Maybe somebody may even appear to be tougher, but that's not the real answer. The answer is, are they a great teacher? You know, with all the years you've been in the martial arts now, 46, 47 mm-hmm. years, you've got to be a giver and want to make that student the best they can be and inspire them. So you pick the instructor not only for their physical skills, but their character.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show respect. And when you see that, you know you're in the right school.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that's, you know, and it's not martial arts. Martial arts is a term, is a name that's given to the foundation in which great teachers have taught us from, because a person could be a black belt, but it doesn't make them a good leader. You know, so martial arts is global, so you have to look at that martial arts and look at that person, see are they living that life. You know, we call a legend. A legend is someone that people talk about. That's what really makes that legend, that person that when people are talking about them, about the goodness that they've done, that's what makes them a positive legend. You know, in your book and the thousands of people that you have influenced through the movies, through your teaching, you know, those are things that make you a legend because people are talking about it. You know, I look over at your table. I had to find a moment when somebody wasn't here to sort of break in and sort of, you know, get a chance to talk with you. But I just want to, you know, to tell you that great admirations for you as a martial artist and as a teacher. And, you know, I'm so glad that you were in that place doing the things you were doing, that you can influence me as the millions of people that you've influenced all the world, sir. So tell everyone, how can they get your book?
Well, if you go to www.worldblackbelt.com. You can look it up. You can give us a call. I've given you one of my cards. Mm-hmm. And you can go on Facebook. I mean, there are a lot of different ways. But I would say call, email, World Black Belt. And my email is Bob Wall, W-A-L-L, at worldblackbelt.com. Contact us. And on our site, we have probably 3,700 products that we sell at discounts to martial artists. But we can put you in touch with all the great martial artists. So give us a call. We'd love to help. And I'm honored to have you come and interview, and somebody like you who is inspired and now has become a grandmaster. It's very exciting for me because I've been blessed in my career as you have. You only get 1 in 1,000 typically that goes from white belt to black belt. That's the difficulty of the journey. And then, whoa, does it thin out going from there to master, grandmaster, and so on and so forth. So that's why I wrote the book, Who's Who in the Martial Arts in 75. I did not put myself in that book. It was not about self-aggrandation. I put in 131 in the first version, men and women, that truly earned it. We're here at one of the greatest martial arts halls of fame, the Canadian Black Belt Hall of Fame. You can't buy your way in. You can't write a check. You have to earn it the old-fashioned way.
Well, sir, you know, we do really do, again, we appreciate you, and I know you got some customers coming around, so I'm going to let you handle that. And everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bourne with the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio.
Grandmaster, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, it's Joe Corley with a quick offer for all of our friends here at the AMAA. As you know, we never get a second chance at our first impression. So for those of you who could use some help with your first impression on your Facebook pages, on Instagram, and on your website, we're offering a special discount here from our social media marketing warriors team. Take a note if you can and check Facebook at Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors page. Take a quick look at some of our videos, then reach out to me on Messenger and I'll be happy to put together a personalized sample video for you so you can see what the high definition video will look like online. That's Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors, and in your message mention AMAA discount. I look forward to speaking soon. All the best.
This program is brought to you by the American Martial Arts Alliance and Who's Who in the Martial Arts. Visit our website so you can own a copy of Who's Who in the Martial Arts. This book is considered as the martial arts history book. Visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com, or give us a call, 919-489-6100.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Jimmy Chong. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We do.